A Humane Society volunteer in La Crosse County says shooting feral cats is like putting a band-aid on a bleeding artery. Bridget Magno says it won't solve the underlying problem of irresponsible people letting cats run wild. Magno says she has three cats of her own, including one who would like to be an outdoor cat.
If I lived outside city limits, according to this proposal, one escape would be all it would take for Spooky to be shot on sight. My neighbor should not have the right to decide if my cat lives or dies because he ran past me out the door.
Magno and other opponents of La Crosse firefighter Mark Smith's proposal to designate cats an unprotected species asked people at the Conservation Congress meeting in La Crosse how a hunter knows if a cat is wild or just escaped from its owner. But Onalaska resident Ray Heidel defends Smith's proposal. He says Smith was asking for a definition of feral cat and what a trapper should do with a wild cat caught in a trap.
Now, this whole thing was blown out of proportion, and I'm sorry by the media, who mishandled this whole thing and through their mishandling, they brought death threats onto Mark Smith when he brought forth a proposal in the proper venue, proper language, to be debated and considered by the public of Wisconsin.
Meanwhile, Vernon County farmer Jerry Cabot says he's neither for nor against the proposal. But Cabot says the Humane Society shouldn't charge him $50 to take wild cats who attack his barn cats. Delegates to the La Crosse County meeting voted nearly 2-1 for Smith's proposal to be forwarded to the Department of Natural Resources. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.